Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones are acting, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Sprawl it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Well, hello. It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
And that over there is producer Ryan McGibney.
What up?
I think I was looking through the podcast history of us.
Okay.
And things always get spotty with us around the beginning of summer and around the holidays because we get so busy with events. And that it's hard to pin down 30 to 45 minutes after the show. So I just want to say, I'm sorry if you're like, because I know there are podcasts that I listen to from morning shows across the country. And there's one in particular, they release it every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And I'm looking for it. And when they don't, I'm like, damn it, Fernando and Greg, what are you doing?
Right.
So I understand. So just know that we apologize. And it's not us being lazy.
No, it's us actually being extra busy.
Extra busy. So I just wanted to put that out there. So how's everybody doing?
I mean, this week has been better significantly than the last several weeks, just because we're not as busy. And it's a little unexpected.
Yeah, it was crazy. Between Corona appearances for Pitbull, I was doing stuff with SunTrust for Pride, and then actual Pride.
Yeah.
It was a busy-ass 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, I moved into my house.
Yeah.
I had friends come to visit. I mean, I felt like the past 3 weeks have just been like that gif of Oprah where she has her hands on her forehead and it looks like she's moving real fast. That's what I felt like the past couple of weeks.
It has been that way.
And now, even after that, I'm trying to like settle back into my new house. And so I like cleaned the old apartment this week, and now I'm trying to like get stuff settled. And I've never lived in the house before, and I've never lived in the house that was more than one story. And so I'm finding that like going back up and down the stairs and then like trying to find a home for everything because there's just so much space.
Yeah. That's the bad part about getting a house is that you have to fill it with stuff.
Yeah.
Like you have lived in a house because we rented houses before.
Right.
But it's a lot different when it's just you and your shit in a house.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, in some aspects of my life, I have way too much shit, and in some, I have not enough.
Right.
It's a weird balance.
It is. So what I'm trying to do is create like a list of things that I want versus things that I need, and then pricing them out, and then sort of coming up with some sort of system of, okay, well, I want to get new knobs for the kitchen counter because I feel like that would help me make it feel like it's my own.
Yeah.
Because the guy who I bought my house from left everything behind, and so I had a lot of like I didn't feel like it's mine, and so I'm like I want to do little things. I can't afford to do anything big, but just little things to make it feel like it's mine. So that's where my head has been, just wrapped up in that. And I was just telling Holly right before the podcast, I think I want to like go off the grid on Saturday and just like not call anyone, not text anyone, not Snapchat, and just like be in my house, whether it's doing stuff or just doing an old school pizza and movies all day. I haven't done that, and I don't remember how long.
Over under on how long that's going to last.
He'll go out Saturday night, and then he'll have to put it on social media. So
yep.
I think it goes from, you know, he will allow himself to one huge sweeping check of all social media when he wakes up, and then announce to the world that he's going on a cleanse or like a off the grid. I'm going on the grid. Don't bother me, y'all. Oprah, what do you call your house? Oprah's kitchen or
actually
something?
It used to be Oprah's apartment. Now this is called Fuller House.
Okay, which I love.
Fuller.
So then you'll go off the grid at Fuller House, and then from the hours of like 10 a.m. until about 6 p.m. You will be off that grid.
Yeah.
Call me.
No.
Don't do anything.
Phones off.
Seven, you just gonna pop in and check to see what everybody's doing.
That pop in's gonna take like an hour though.
Yeah,
you don't realize all the little bits and pieces of checking social media that happen throughout the day.
Yeah.
You collect them all into one large sum.
you're overwhelmed. It's, you know, crazy.
I do find that when I go on a date and like I totally, that's the only time I totally disengage from my phone is when I'm on a date and I'll put it aside and put it on silence, put my Apple Watch on silent and I don't know. And I feel like when I pick my phone back up, I get overwhelmed because even if it's like 2 or 3 hours, yeah, you know, because even if I'm at a movie by myself, I'm still sort of glancing at my phone. Just seeing.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, I don't like respond. I just see like what's going on or whatever. And so when I get back on, I'm like, oh, so much life happened in 3 hours.
I know. I really try hard not to be on my phone in the afternoon around my daughter because you're supposed to disengage with that and engage with your kid. Obviously, like that's what you're supposed to do. And I like to do that. It's just real hard sometimes. But then what happens is when I get a moment, maybe like after dinner, she's jumped off to like go watch TV and I'm like, let me just check. What just happened?
The world blew up.
And then you look at your email.
You guys got Twitter, though, and that's a lot.
Yeah. No.
I can't even figure it out, so I gave up. I gave up a long time ago trying to do the Twitter.
All of that.
I don't do Twitter on my phone because it's too much.
Oh, I really like Twitter, and I know that I'm the only one, but I love Twitter for some reason. But then also, like, for me, just the emails. Like, for some reason, salespeople just are like, well, I'm going to email them at an appropriate time of 2:30 in the afternoon, which is not appropriate for me.
Right.
Like, I can't email you at 4 a.m. and expect a response. Like, we're on such a different timetable. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, you didn't answer me. And I'm like,
Be like, I just, so that'll be me on Saturday.
Yep. But you're going to go out. I guarantee it.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I won't do it on social media, though.
Okay.
Holly, I have a couple things I want to get through on today's podcast. And Holly, do you have something you need to announce that we've talked about behind the scenes we haven't talked about on the show? Because I wanted to talk about it on here and then talk about it on the show. Are there some decisions that have been made, some things that you have mulled over that you finally arrived at some conclusions?
Are you talking about Mr. Dimples right now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that?
So, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, wait. There we go.
We're dating. It's a thing that's happening.
Is it Facebook official?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not Facebook official.
So
then
it's
not real, Holly.
Well, obviously, I know this. But it's you know, it's real for us because we were getting to the point where we literally expect to spend the weekends together. And we just, I don't know, we literally talk every day. So at that point, when you get to that point with somebody and like you have, you know, feelings for them, I always forget there's words to this.
Do you feel locked down, Holly?
I don't. I actually feel pretty good about everything. I mean, that's why I was like, okay, well, this seems like a natural progression, not something that I'm being backed into a corner with. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, it is. It's
What's the
weird
difference?
Going from being a single girl about town, if you will.
Oh, how about town were you, Holly?
I mean, I was in some towns.
Wait, were you Miguel about town?
No, or I mean, I wasn't that crazy.
Wait, I'm not a slut. I don't get around.
I wasn't calling you a slut. And, you flirt here and there.
No slut shaming here on Miguel and Holly Uncensored. So what's the difference between feeling, what did you say? Trapped, not trapped.
Backed into a corner.
Backed into a corner.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you're feeling now.
Because I don't know if everyone has felt this, but I've sometimes been in a situation where I'm dating someone and I feel like the other person is like, well, next step is like, we're together, right? And I'm always kind of like, I'm the people pleaser, so I want to, you know, make them not feel bad, but I'm also like not ready. Well, I this whole time, which I've really enjoyed, I've been really upfront with Mr. Dimples about how I sometimes am crazy. Like, I have weird things about me. Sometimes I need space. So can you, like, I'm just so weird. Like, sometimes I'm like, please just let's be together all the time. And then sometimes, please just give me some space. I'm weird. So I was really upfront and honest about that. And he's been really good about being like, okay, well, I mean, whatever you want to do. So he's not a pressurer. And plus, he is just out of a divorce anyway. And this is where, if someone else was telling me the timeline of this situation, I would say to someone, you're going too fast.
Right.
So I have to take that into consideration. But I also am learning that everyone's situation is a little different. And everyone's personality is a little bit different. Just because I think one way about a situation doesn't mean everybody does. And the way that their situation worked out, like, there was no real relationship, from what I understand, for a long time.
Right.
That's not to say that you still don't have to work through some shit once you're going through a divorce. And mm-hmm. I have repeated this to him a lot. And he knows, you know, I mean, he is going through it. So there's some emotions that you have to work through. And I'm like, I get it. Having gone through a divorce myself, I get it.
Okay.
So it's nice because it just sort of happened. It wasn't like a big sit down conversation. In fact, I think I brought it up one time here on the podcast. I was like, well, we're pretty much exclusive, which he listens to the podcast religiously. So as soon as this posts, he's going to listen to it. But he's just a really big supporter of mine, thinking about now that I say that. Like, when we first started talking, he started listening to the show. And at first I was like, oh, this is a lot. Like, this is a lot. Now he's listening to the show. But it's actually really nice to be with someone who really supports what you do and appreciates how you do it.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's just sort of a progression. Because on the podcast, I was like, well, it's, you know, we're pretty much exclusive. And he's like, yeah, we pretty much are. And then I don't know how it came up. Something with the show or you somehow, Miguel, I think some one of your crazy ass questions.
Sorry.
We were at dinner and he had some really nice things to say.
About me?
No.
Oh.
I mean, he likes you a lot. Don't get me wrong. But whatever. He had like written me like a little note and not sent it. It was the day after my dance recital and he was in Atlanta for work and I was doing the show and he's like, I typed this whole thing out, but I thought, I'm not going to send this to you during the show. That's a lot.
Mm.
So we were at dinner and he's like, I forgot about it. Can you want to read it? And I was like, yes. And it was so sweet.
I haven't heard this before.
It was so
Do you
nice.
Have the letter?
Yeah, what I is do.
It?
I have
is
it.
Is it like super personal or can we get some bits and pieces of it?
Yeah.
I want to feel, I'm feeling some sort of way today and I can't pinpoint what it is, so I want to feel good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I honestly don't know if it's frustration, tiredness, frustration. I'm feeling,
you don't know if it's frustration.
Frustration, it's either
could
one.
Could be either one of them.
Frustration is my Atlanta frustration. And frustration is my Tampa Bay white people frustration.
Where did I save it? I thought I saved it.
Was it a text message or an email?
It wasn't a text, but then I like saved it to a note, you mm-hmm. know, so I could have in case I want to read it again because I'm psycho like that. Where in the hell is it though? Oh God, I'm gonna have to scroll back to the text messages.
Come on, that's fine. We'll take it. We'll take some time. Wait.
What?
We'll take some time. I don't know. Like I said, I'm feeling some sort of way today.
Okay. Well, let me scroll through this. So that's, I just wanted to update you.
Well, here's what my 2 cents I'll add.
Okay, please.
Is at our Corona stop in Ybor last week.
Yes.
I pulled him aside and I told him,
oh,
I
God.
Said,
did you
you're
tell
like,
me about
look,
this?
Bitch.
I did.
Oh, God.
I said, don't fuck up this shit for me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
No, I said, I really, really like you as a human being and I like how you two treat each other. Mm. I'm not one of those friends who's like, don't you fuck with my friend. Nah. That's stupid.
Nobody really likes that because it's already putting you on the defensive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, but here's the thing. What I like about Mr. Dimples is he is a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I like the fact that not only do you respect Holly and what she does and her personality, that I can also tell that you have a little of an eccentric personality as well, and that she appreciates and takes time to cultivate that in you and for each other. And I told him I really appreciate
that. That was very forward thinking of you.
I was drunk, so.
Oh.
This was after he had bought me 3 drinks, and I was like already feeling it, and I was like, yes.
Well, you did tell me that day that you were really... You liked him a lot.
I did. I was sort of on the fence the whole time just because, you know.
Well, you hadn't really spent a whole lot of time together, had you?
No, I hadn't. So I feel like I needed to take some time to really get it together. And so when I did, I was like, here are my thoughts.
Mm.
Did you find it?
I found it.
All right. So this is the letter that he wrote to you when he was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And he waited how many days until he gave this to you?
like 2 weeks plus.
Two weeks. Yeah. So he sat on this for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Good morning. I just wanted to know how excited I am for you after the recital went so incredibly well last night, which he wasn't at, by the way, because he couldn't be there. But anyway, I know you've been doing this your whole life, but I've only been part of your life for the past few months. To see the dedication you have towards something you're so passionate about is very inspiring. I'm so happy for you and Maya. You really are a great mom. You love and take care of her all the while spending incredible moments with her that you'll always remember, because my daughter's in dance too. You know, it really is cool to watch you take on so much responsibility and rise up to it every day. I know you're hard on yourself sometimes, but damn it, when I think of all you've accomplished, it's pretty fucking amazing. You're an incredible mother, an amazing daughter who allows her mom to live with her, a homeowner, a successful businesswoman, a person who sets goals and achieves them, and a wonderful friend who is really adored by so many. I am so blessed that you have come into my life, and I am so lucky that I get to be part of yours.
It's real nice, Holly.
It's real nice.
I love it. You have tears in your eyes. Why?
Uh-oh. I know. It was just so nice to be like that. Someone would see all of
that in
you.
Has anybody ever given you a message like that before?
No.
No.
Not like that. No. Maybe. No. I mean, not really.
Holly, yeah. I've known you for not half of your life, but. I can't do the math. What, 3/4 of your life?
A long time.
A long time. Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got. Oh my God, a third.
Yeah, I've been on your third of your life.
Wow.
You ain't got shit like that before.
It's really nice. Like, it was just.
Or it might not have been as sincere.
It brought it right. That. And it wasn't coming from someone who has also experienced life in a way that he has. To see what all of that means. Like, sometimes people can throw out like empty words that they think you want to hear, like, you're such a good mom, or you have such a cool job. I have heard that. But being put in that context, so I was like, so I'm going to be your girlfriend at some point,
right? Somebody said you have a cool job. That's like a compliment to you.
Yeah, I know, right?
You have a great job.
You have a great job.
You have a real cool job.
Like, good thing you landed that.
Wow. Okay. Let's
that
go.
That came upon you. Right. Mm. So it's just, that's when I was like, okay, this is a thing. How can I, you like, you, that's what I'm looking for. I mean,
so what was our estimates for the pop the question?
Okay.
Miguel,
like, let's not, we already
what did we
have
say?
Sped through this whole thing, and, so let's just,
well, I have to go back and listen.
It's like the Indy 500 just started now, so
okay,
you know, I don't think that'll be for a while. I think well, first off, I was just sitting here and just thinking about, I literally watched your marriage from the beginning until the end.
You really were there, literally. I know we overuse that word a lot on
but
our
it's
show.
True.
From the beginning.
Literally.
I met you guys right around the same time.
Yep.
Both my ex-husband and Miguel. So.
And I saw you in that. This is the most real you that I have ever experienced. This is the most authentic you I have ever seen. And I think that this and him, Mr. Dimples, is enhancing that.
Oh, I hope so.
And I love that.
That's what you want, right? I mean,
most
that's
definitely.
What anybody wants.
To me, what you want in a relationship, and I see this so much in producer Ryan and his girlfriend, you want to come into a relationship fully whole. Mm-hmm. And you want to be with someone who also is fully whole, and the two of you being together is like the cherry on top.
You make each other better. No, you don't complete the other person.
No.
I think that's bullshit.
No.
You complement each other and you bring out each other's best. I think that's what a successful relationship looks like.
I'm excited for you, Holly.
I am too.
I just want to fully come into a hole.
Well, Ryan, we can turn these microphones off right now since I'm feeling some sort of way,
oh.
girl. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Miguel's all romanticized.
Oh, okay. Nice. I don't know what I'm feeling today.
That's good, right? Like, I'm really excited. And the cool thing about it is, like, I don't want this to sound, I don't have any worries about bringing him around anybody. Do you know what
yep.
I mean?
Well, like, of course, when you meet people, and that's sort of what I'm going through right now with the people that I'm talking to, that I'm like, ugh.
Do you fit
about,
into my life already?
Right. Because, well, this sounds kind of big-headed of me, but I mean, that's what I do for a living.
Right.
I get placed into precarious situations that I got to figure myself out quickly.
Yeah.
I do that every day, all the time when we do events. And so sometimes you have people that can't do that. And that's okay, because that's not your life.
And you don't need to do that, and not everyone does.
Exactly.
But we do.
So I think that fits for you, and I'm very happy for you, Holly.
Thanks.
Second thing I wanted to get to.
Okay.
Producer Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving the show?
Oh,
I've had several people that reached out to me that were worried about what we talked about in the last podcast, and they think that you are leaving the show.
No.
No?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Okay, so I mean, I think that's what they're concerned about.
I got to make some money, though. But I'm giving it until the end of the year or whenever the next contract is signed for you guys.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I told myself, so.
Okay.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
But I can't sit around and wait forever.
No, I know.
For stuff. I mean, you guys are great. I love, like, doing this stuff and everything. And, you know, like, the culture here is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the conditions of where I'm at. Like, I need to move on with my life, or because I have to build it. So,
yeah.
Right.
You know, I can't wait around to
you
do that.
You ain't getting
I'm already
any younger.
Sorry. Your sperm is dried up.
Okay, I did not say that. Like that's
I
what,
did.
Nobody's sperm dries up. Yeah. Like 97-year-old men be making babies.
True.
But if I do land something here, we're not going to move. We're going to wait more. So that'll change that. But if I don't end up being in a higher, better situation financially wise or whatever, I'll have to go. We might move somewhere else. Yes,
you and your girlfriend.
Yeah,
somewhere
where there's more creative opportunity.
Are you two going to move in with each other anytime soon if you stay here?
She signed a lease that is just long enough to when mine ends, so yeah, so that's the determining factor.
And when is your lease up?
March.
Oh, why does everything culminate in March?
Wow, our contracts are up literally February 28th of 2018.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'd have to know an answer before that so I could plan the move, but...
Holly, can you make it also if Mr. Dimples... is that the end of his lease? Is his place is February 28th?
No, he literally is just now going to be moving.
But that doesn't mean let's wait till the end of the year to get an answer. Like, my goal is I can't really save a lot of any money. The only way I save money is because I flip things. Like, I buy things and sell them for more, and I, like, hustle all these things on the side.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to do that. I want to be able to, like... work with one thing and focus on one thing. But I don't want to wait till the end of the year to do that either. I would rather start saving money now so I could start my life.
Here's the problem, like, though. I talked to our agent yesterday for something unrelated, and he knows obviously when our contract is up. He starts his negotiations with this place at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So can you wait?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we have to move, I don't know. It's just, I don't know how, I've never moved to somewhere else, so I don't know how long that takes to plan. Some people just like get up and go, but.
You want to?
I do have a nest of.
Having a job before you get
up and go
somewhere.
A good savings, so like I can do whatever I want.
You're
comfortably
very rich.
But that's because I have to be that way.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think you also like to be that way.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't have any help. Like with health insurance and stuff, and like I have an issue, I need to get checked out. It's going to cost a lot of money, probably. So I'd rather not wait on that either, because could die.
Don't die.
So
it's turned very dramatic. You're going to die. Please don't.
That's a very extreme case, but it could happen. I could have emergency situation from it at some point if I exert myself too much.
Oh wow. Well, be careful with them sex sessions y'all have.
True. I know y'all get the swing out.
Exactly. I know how you roll, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you don't have any time.
Okay. All right. And then I have two more things to talk about before we go.
Oh.
Also, I am having an interesting time. The dating situation I'm in right now, as a whole, I've never been in this before, because normally what's happened in my life is that I meet someone, I glom on, I'm obsessed, and then it doesn't work out. Or either I'm obsessed, we get into a relationship, and then I realize that I didn't really vet it properly. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work.
Well, you know why? Can I take a quick side tangent?
Please.
I think the reason why that happens is because you grew up on TV. So you like to make everything this big production. We talked about this on the air today.
Yeah.
About how you like everything to be like a very dramatic, big production of fun, which means you don't really live in reality a whole lot.
No, I don't.
In those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Most.
So
those,
in,
most.
In a lot of romantic ways, you're very fantasy-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, there are a lot of great people with a lot of great stuff on the outside. And that's why I think you glom on, because you can see either their potential or you could see what you want to be with them, things like that. And then you have a hard time discerning reality from fantasy. Sorry. Just felt like being a little psychological today.
Interesting. So I don't see reality for what it is.
Yes. To quote Steve Kramer from circa 2009, you need to see reality for what it is. Which actually he may have been a little ahead of his time on that. Like, I think it actually is a valid statement.
Right.
At the time I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? But actually it's for people who are a bit of a daydreamers.
Right.
Which we are, we have a hard time seeing.
So how do you, and I guess this is the problem I'm having, is that I feel like with all the adult responsibilities that are sort of sitting on my shoulders now, that I'm sort of like sobering, it's sort of like after 31 years of living in a fantasy world, and now like I'm sober and I'm like, oh, so this is how this works. Like, how do you do it? Because I feel like right now I'm talking to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And there's pros and cons with everyone. And I've been saying this entire time, I want to be single through the summer. Like, I don't want to date anyone. I just want to be busy, enjoy myself, go on my cruise, work on my CrossFit competition, do my birthday alone. I want to do it alone. And then sort of just start to just see, like, what's happening. But I've been talking to a lot of people, and I don't really even know what I'm trying to ask. But I feel like I need to recalibrate what it is I'm looking for.
You do. I think
as I'm talking it out, that's what I'm trying to get to.
You know what? Where's your vision board? Where's your box?
I have it. My box is right here, Holly.
Yeah, I know. Always ready.
Yeah, my box is warm and ready, Ryan.
Ew. Okay.
So do you want, never mind.
Okay.
No, I do. It's sitting in my room right now.
Okay. I'm going to pull an Angela on you. Angela's our life coach.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You do need it. The biggest thing you need to do is calibrate what you want and need. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to write it down or find some pictures that look like what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put that in your box. Or, you know what, better yet is a board, I think, because you can see it instead of it being tucked into a box.
Mm-hmm.
But have whatever it is. Write it or visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I swear to you right now, I put that vision board up in my room in February 2016. Remember, I told you about the vision board? It had like 5 things on it. Those fucking things all came true. And at first I was like, well, after about a year of it being up, I was like, well, my love life one didn't come true, so I'm going to take it down. I probably wasn't in a good headspace when I wrote it. I threw that shit away, but I never replaced it with a new one because I had written this very detailed, and I have a picture of it because I found a picture of it somewhere because I realized how uncanny this is. I took it down. I was like, whatever. We moved. I put the vision board back up. Met Mr. Dimples. I will be damned if Mr. Dimples is not the fucking same thing that I wrote down on that thing.
Wow.
Now, it took about a year and a half. That's not to say it's not going to take a while.
Right.
But like in your head, you visualize what it is you want. It's you. It's the secret, basically. It's what it is.
But it's visualizing it.
It is visualizing it.
Physically, because with the secret, you do it mentally about stuff.
But this is actually putting it out into a space where you can see it. Because even our boss told us the other day when we were writing our goals for our show and for our workplace, he's like, if you don't have a goal for what you want to accomplish, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So you need to write down or visualize what it is that you want instead of just being like, well, it would be nice for this or that. Like, it doesn't have to be super specific, but it should be specific enough so that you have something to focus on.
I guess I need to figure that out. I don't know.
I just need to think about it more.
I do, because I honestly don't. If you ask me now, what it is that I'm looking for. I just saw a TV show that I love that's coming back this summer, other than Big Brother on CBS, Zoo. It's really good.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is. As I'm talking to different guys and I'm like, oh, I really like that. I don't like that. I like that. I don't like that. I don't know what it is that I want, really. I don't know what it is I want in a partner. Like, I thought I did, and it was right on paper with the last person I dated, but then, like, it turned out not to be right.
Well, so I guess I need to. Wasn't really, because, I mean, even from the get go, he was a homebody and you're a going out.
Right.
So it wasn't.
Yeah. We'll see, but those things, but I didn't think at the time that that was important.
It's
I didn't very, know that.
Those are big things.
Right, and that's the thing is that I need to sit down if
just
I didn't know that.
Just think about
at the time.
What things are absolutely not a compromise and what things would be okay to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. And then run it through like that filter. But you don't necessarily have to blow somebody off because they don't fit directly into it.
Right.
But
right.
You can see like how it bounces off of it.
Right. 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 And you're going to have some misfires. Like, right. Obviously, I went through.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't going to fit in that. So.
Right. Or a lot of people have some of them, and you're like, oh, that's enough. And then you're like, oh, there's a big
one.
Yeah,
but
not.
Then you find out what doesn't fit in that little puzzle piece you made. And then you think about, okay, will these compromises be okay in the long run?
Right.
Or not? And then you're like, okay, that's not going to work.
And then that helps you get through the dating process faster.
That's true.
Like, you don't have to fuck around for a year with someone that you're like, ooh, I really can't compromise on, you know, going out or staying in or whatever.
A lot of people get stuck just either trying to hope that it gets better or people will change. People don't change, number one rule. And
true
then
that.
Second rule, can't be afraid to let it go.
The relationship?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people just stay because they feel bad. And I'm guilty of that, too,
I
in like my previous
are.
One.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people can point back to a situation where they're like, I was in it probably 6 months longer than I should have been because I felt bad.
I felt bad. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I wanted to give it another try.
Right.
Whatever. Life's too short. And plus, they deserve better, too.
Right.
That's what I felt with my marriage. I was like, I want him to live his best life with someone that's going to love every single part and piece.
That's going to go to every single one of his softball games and practices.
Exactly. They go fishing together. Like how I told him yesterday, I was like, I'm so glad you found this girl, because he's dating a girl. I'm like, I'm so glad you found her, because she seems like real outdoorsy, really your type. She's going fishing like without him. He's like, I'm just kind of jealous. I'm like, what? Like, that's so great. And
that's
by the
awesome.
Way, he invited me and Mr. Dimples over to hit her condo for a cookout this Sunday.
Are we talking about that tomorrow on the show?
Yeah, we can't.
On the regular show during the blogs. And we have headphone karaoke tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we can do that.
I need to come up with a consequence.
Well, that's cool, because mommy and daddy getting along and stuff. So
I know.
That's
I
good
really love
Maya.
That so much.
Harmony. So much harmony. Well, I want to end on something really positive. So we just went through Pride Weekend, which is full of harmony and love.
Yeah.
Let's all share something that we saw that we really loved about Pride. About the weekend, about the parade, about the experience, anything that you loved about that. And I'm going to play a very a gay song that you'll hear a lot of times during Pride weekends. And we're about to close out Pride Month as well.
Yes.
This weekend or tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 30th. Ryan?
During... Well, not necessarily during the actual parade, but I saw just like on social media and stuff, a bunch of posts, like especially when the flag came out as like an emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody's using that for one, but like if anybody had some sort of hate towards it, everybody wasn't afraid to speak up no matter where they came from. There's a lot of people that were defending, you know, the rights and like these are humans, like come on,
right.
What is wrong with you? How can you think about that
right.
that way? So that was good for me to see that everybody's sort of chipping in as a community to come together.
I like that. Did anyone hit on you at Pride, Ryan?
No. Or at least I didn't know.
Or were you
or
too drunk to figure
it
out?
I don't know. Yeah, I did have a lot of drinks.
That's awesome.
I'm surprised that I got any camera stuff that was good at all.
You're like, woo, it's good, girl.
I was hoping you'd take your shirt off at some point, Ryan, and just be like one of the otters out there.
Remember
let them
show.
Titties loose. Come on.
Holly, what'd you see that you loved?
Two things.
Uh-huh.
First, the big overall thing during the parade, I was just really, it made my heart happy to see all of the big businesses in the parade celebrating their employees, celebrating just pride, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see your Wells Fargo's and your SunTrust's and your Macy's and so many that I obviously have forgotten to name. I'm not going to run down the list, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, just really taking pride in the Pride Parade as a whole corporation all across America saying, yep, we're in.
Right.
We're all in. I liked that. Secondarily, and this is just ridiculous, but I love it. I went to a McDonald's in South St. Pete Saturday night. I was going to go to the Flamingo with Mr. Dimples. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find Miguel, whatever. So we went to McDonald's before the Flamingo. It's right next door.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a crazy mix of people in that McDonald's. There was some like gays with like unicorn horns and body glitter and like capes on with like platform boots trying to get their McChickens or whatever. And there was a very, what I would probably assume is a typical late Saturday night South St. Pete crowd. A little bit, I guess a little rougher maybe.
A little urban.
A little urban. Mm-hmm. That were clearly not at the Pride Parade.
But just like, hanging out at McDonald's.
Just hanging out. It was such a, but like no trouble, right. No issues.
Right.
It was just everybody was just like, oh, hey man, I like your green hair or whatever. Like, it was just a pretty cool, like I was just spent the whole time people watching all of these different walks of society mingle, getting their late night food. It was nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so sad I missed McDonald's and seeing the people watching Saturday night.
That was the place to be, McDonald's. It was good.
I loved seeing the families at Pride.
I love that too, yeah.
I was talking with my friend who's the executive director of Pride.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, you know, one of the main reasons why people object to Pride, and even gays, they're like, it's so sexual, like everything's sexualized. And he was saying that he's been planning prides for St. Pete and other big cities in America. And his experience is most straight people that own businesses that get into Pride are the ones that want to sexualize it. They'll be like, ooh, let's have dildo tossing on our float. And he's like, that offends me because that's just not what being gay is about. And so I love that we're gotten past that. And that's also a part of the gay world is, you know, different fetishes and stuff and whatever.
Hypersexuality.
That's fine, girl. We love it all. But I just love seeing the families there who weren't just in PFLAG, which is an organization for gay parents. I just love the fact that it was like everyone there watching it, excited about it, and that the fact that it was downtown for everyone to see.
Yes.
And all the businesses on Main Street, aka Beach Drive. It was just an amazing sight to see. So
it was.
I like the new location too.
Me too.
It was great.
Well, because I'm not sure what it was like last year on the second day. Like, do they do the second party on Sunday?
Yeah, they've always, for the past like 5 years.
I just think it gives more service area of downtown to receive like business.
Right. Most
so
definitely.
Like downtown, that Beach Drive area, and like some wandering in, and then the next day,
the
Grand Central, so everybody gets a little taste of everything.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So that's it. We're done.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Closing out a great, I think one of the best Pride months that we've seen. We've really made progress, so it was really exciting. So, all right, we're done. We will see you next week after the 4th of July. So hopefully we'll have some good stories for that.
Yes.
What are you laughing for, Ryan?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I can't wait to hear Miguel's stories.
I mean, I don't think anything crazy is going to happen this weekend. But
you don't
that's
think.
What you always say.
I know. Famous last words. Thankfully, nothing crazy happened during Pride, surprisingly.
No,
except
it really
for
didn't.
I scraped my knee. Yeah. That's about it. Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGibb, McGib.
Holly.
Mine's Radio Holly, Holly.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find our uncensored podcast at hot1015tampabay.com, on the Hot 101.5 app, and also on iTunes, which is probably the easiest place to listen to it. Just rate and subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.